I joined the Navy, and I became a medic, hospital corpsman. I was very proud. Instant doctorship. That's what it is. In 6 weeks, you can operate on people, give them needles, kill them, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you pronounce people dead. You know, you're dead. Thanks a lot. Get out of the service. Yeah. And I never forget, when I graduated from hospital corps school, an order came through sending me to the Fleet Marine Force. This means I am going to be a medic. I was very proud of it because I know that I read the Geneva Convention, and it's a small print and everything. It says, in the Geneva Convention, you cannot shoot a medic. And they're very happy about the whole thing. You know, they give you anatomy in one day. You know, here's the body. Look at it. Remember it. All right, next shot. You know, that kind of thing. And so they give you a helmet with a big red cross on it, see? And then they give you a jersey with a big red cross on it. This is so when the enemy sees the red cross, see, they don't shoot at you. See, they just said, red, there's a guy with a red cross, don't hit him. You know, in times of war, they do that. See, don't throw that hand grenade over there, it's the guy with a red cross. What's wrong with you? You know, that kind of thing. See, well, they do that, see, don't they? No, they're nice about it. So we're really proud of that. We can't get shot down. You know, that's one of them. So then they show us the real movie as we were about to go to war, just before we landed. I said, now I want to show you this picture here. You'll notice that the corpsmen are dropping like flies. That's because the enemy is not upholding the Geneva Convention, you know, and they said the first thing they try and get actually is the hospital corpsman, and actually the lifespan of a hospital corpsman from the time his foot hits the water to the time he almost gets to the beach is 7 seconds. And, you know, the corpsmen are scrambling after that. Give me some steel wool. Get this red cross off of here. You know, anybody want to buy a helmet with a red cross on it, you know, for a gun? How about some morphine? Take his helmet for some morphine, you know. So I was aware of this, you know. I was really frightened. And I said, gee whiz, I said, I hope they don't get me, you know. And I run, they let down the thing, you know, bang. First thing I did, man, was scurry to the beach, you know. Jump in the foxhole, safe. I'm not moving. I'm sorry, I'm not moving. And 5 guys with me, and we're having fun. We're watching the war, you know. It's a nice war going on, yeah. Somebody's winning fireworks. Ooh, look, a ship in the air, you know, that kind of thing. And there, an explosion went off about 100 feet away. And a piece of shrapnel caught one of the guys, you know, and zonked him right out. He's gone, you know. And there's a guy next to, zonk means dead. And there's a guy next to me, typical movie nut. You know, I didn't even know they were real. I thought they were just in the movie, you know. Why? They got Charlie. Shut up. Be quiet, man. Watch the war. Watch the war. You know. No, they got Charlie, and I'm going to get him. You're not going to do nothing. Get out of the foxhole and shut up. I'm going to get him. Will you get? And he broke loose, and he runs nowhere but right out into the open, man. He's scurrying around. Where are you, rotten? You know, whatever. And these guys, there, the enemy's hiding up in the trees having fun. You know, ka-doo, 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 ka-doo. Anybody want this nut scurrying around out here in the open there, you know? And the first thing they do is, bah, 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 and they gun him down. First thing this guy says is, medic! I said, what do you want? My leg, my leg. I don't make house calls. Take 2 aspirin and mail in the 5 rows. Oh, it's a true story.